Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the room.
It's our favorite new rapper.
That's right. I'm a fan of hers.
Absolutely.
Tink, ladies and gentlemen.
That's love.
What's up, Tink?
What's up, y'all?
Tink, there's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, I understand.
It is.
I understand.
All put on you by Timbaland.
Yeah, Tim is excited like me. Mm-hmm. He's passionate. You know what I'm saying? We know what we got, going on.
Now, explain the name Tink.
Tink is it's a nickname. My friends gave it to me when we were young, as a kid. My real name is Trinity. So, I don't know. I guess they just called me Tink one day, and it stuck. Mm-hmm. I said it on the mic, and I kind of liked it.
It'd be like, poor little Tink Tink.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Kevin Hart. No, it has nothing to do with the comedian, nothing to do with Tinkerbell. My name, Tink.
Mm-hmm. Now, you from Chicago. Why no drill music or rapping about killing people in every other song? Or what gang you rep?
I just think it's more to talk about than that. Coming out of Chicago, that's all people from Chicago know. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like I had to separate myself in order to, you know, get that recognition. Because for the most part, it's violence in Chicago. And growing up there, it is a very tough city to come from. So it's like my responsibility to like let kids know like that's not all you got to be about. It's okay to be different. You know, it's okay to have a message. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was my way to just stand out and make myself different from everybody else coming out of Chicago.
Did you feel like you had to do that, especially being what you were surrounded with? Like somebody had to tell the kids something different?
You know, in my earlier years of rapping, I was doing drill music. Mm-hmm. Like when I first started rapping, Chief Keef, I had remixed his 300. And he had noticed it, and he retweeted it on his timeline. So that was like my buzz at the moment was drill. Mm-hmm. But then the older I got, I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tired of just, you know, blending in with everybody. I felt like I was a follower.
And you don't want to get shot.
And I don't want to get shot, all that. Because people will go there with you in Chicago. So, yeah, I had to grow up, you know.
That's growing up, and you're only 20. You just turned 20.
Yeah, that's true. I'm an older 20, though. Like, I'm very mature for my age. I get that, you know.
Let's talk about your old soul. Like, when the first time I heard your music, I told Timbaland, I was like, she might be 19, but she's 50. Like, you have an old soul. Like, the stuff that you rap about and talk about, it seems like you almost been here before.
Wow. I can understand that. When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of the records my dad had in the basement. When I first started singing, he would record me. So, really, all I knew was what he listened to, and that mm-hmm. were, like, classic artists. Older people.
Like who? This gonna make us feel old. Like who?
Man, I listen to Jodeci, TLC.
Supposed to be on the show this weekend.
You know, Luther Vandross, Jackson 5. You know, well, just
okay,
real.
That's older.
Real, yeah. Old school music.
Jodeci, TLC, that's our era, though.
That's your era.
You know, the 90s. Yeah.
But, and there's also been a lot of comparisons, as you know, I'm sure you hear it all the time, to Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, is that something that you embrace?
Oh, I definitely embraced that. If there was anybody I would want to be compared to, it would be Lauryn Hill.
And she was pretty young. She was about your age when she was, you know,
yeah,
getting started too.
And I think it comes a lot of times because I sing and I rap, mm-hmm. you know, and also because I have a message within my music, and I'm not just here to be a gimmick or just saying what's popular or what's, you know, what's
and
cool to
your
say
style.
Right now.
It's not like trying to be sexy. And...
No, you know, I'm myself. Mm-hmm. I think... that's where so many females go wrong. You know, they try to mimic what they see on TV or what everybody else is doing instead of just, you know, being an individual.
There's a lot of pressure, though, when they say, like, you're the next Lauryn Hill. You think that creates, like, a expectation that you may or may not live up to? Like, just let me be Tink?
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes, you know, like when the blogs kind of just throw it in every piece they write, it's always, you know, you see the name. So sometimes I do feel like that, like, you know, just let me get in and mm-hmm. we'll take it from there. But like I say, I don't look down on it. Lauryn Hill, she was one of the greats, so it's a compliment.
Now, absolutely. What did you study as rapping? Because I was talking to Charlamagne, and I haven't stole records in a long time. I came from the mixtape days.
Yeah.
And when Timbaland was here, I stole your records.
You like, stole it.
That's why you got Tim in trouble with moving bass.
Well, besides that, you know, I haven't had a feeling like that in a long time. So when, you know, you talked about some of the singers, like rapping, mm-hmm. who did you follow as rappers? Because the way you break words down and go back and forth, it's something that we haven't heard for a long time.
I listen to a little bit of everything. you know, I listened to Lauren, I listened to Biggie, I did when I was a kid, I listened to Nicki Minaj, and I listened to a bit of everything, you know, and my style kind of just, it's just now molding into what it is. I started, like I say, I started talking about drill things, and now it's more so of a message in my music, so it was something I worked at, you know. I didn't, it didn't happen overnight. My first rap was probably terrible.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
No, and I don't want to remember. I'm sure it wasn't nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of men have embraced you. Do you think it's harder for women to do that? Do you feel like women aren't reaching out like the men have been?
For sure. It's definitely like that. I think females, we have like a lot of females have a mindset that, you know, if something is better, then I can't, or I'm in competition, or everything, I have to be number one. You know, so it's harder for a female to reach out and say, you're good. Because, you know, it's almost like a self-esteem thing. You know, if you feel like somebody is a bit better than you, you don't want
to
have
you,
a...
Maybe, though. She's coming from my spot, you think?
Man, but there's so much room. Like, I don't even know why people think she's coming from my spot. You know, everybody thinks there has to be one female in charge, or they put us in competition so much that we can't even support each other, or it's, we're scared to... say, hey, you're pretty good, jump on my song, or,
has any females reached out and said that? Jump on my song, or you're good, or I like what you're doing?
Missy Elliott, Big Sis. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no.
Why do you think female MCs always get compared to other female MCs?
I'm honestly not sure. I think it goes back to just being the sport, like being a female in a rap game, you know,
I think it is a sport to it.
You know what I mean? It's a sport.
If you're Nicki Minaj, you know, I think Nicki or any artist out there has to say, well, let me see what she does first. Let me see how nice she is. Let me make sure somebody's not right.
But they don't do that with new guys. Like, a new rapper can come out today and they be like, oh,
behind the scenes, they make it seem like you can't sign a female unless she has certain qualities. She has to look a certain way. She has to do this.
Yeah.
And they make it seem like women are a lot more difficult because financially you got to get your hair done, you got to get your makeup done, you got to have the right
clothes. But a lot of them are, you know, if you look at history, you look at Lil' Kim, you look at Foxy Brown, these women were hard to get around and hard to move around and hard to work with at times, and everybody says that. You know, so it's, you know, it's history.
You got a point. But at the same time, like, that's what I'm trying to bring to the game, like a true individual. I don't look at anybody and say I have to look like you to make it, or, you know, I don't pay attention. A lot of times I really don't pay attention to what other female artists are doing, because then you get lost. You get lost in the sauce. You start.
But it's not even that it's you looking at it. It's people coming to you like, well, you know, she's good and she has talent, but I just need her to do this, this, and that because this is what's winning right now.
You know, pressure to get ass shots, right?
Nah. And it's crazy. When I got my deal, I really just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to get things like my gear and, you know, I wanted to get my teeth fixed and all that. And they were like, don't get no ass shots. I'm like, I'm definitely not going to get that. That's the last thing I was thinking about. So definitely no ass shots.
So it was executives who encouraged that? Or they just...
No, they told me. My team, they're behind me. They don't get that.
Got you.
You know, and I appreciate that. Because some people might have... you might need a da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
You know, it was ironic. I was watching the last time I seen Love & Hip Hop, and your song was on there.
Yeah.
Right? And Ratchet I was like, well, it's ironic. You got a song.
Ratchet
kind of
Commandments.
About, yeah, that's
what
about
the song
people
needed to be.
And everybody is like, it was perfect timing, right?
Right. And I'm like, do they know that they... You kind of talking about them in that song.
Well, I think that's why they might have threw it in. Made sense.
I saw an article that said your song, the Ratchet Commandments, is sex-shaming women. Are shaming women. What you think about that?
It's not... See, but that's the thing. When I made that song, it was more so, let's be aware of what's going on. Nobody's talking about this. Let's put it out there that this is what's going on. This is... Somebody has to say it. You know what I mean?
And I agree.
For the most part, we have so much of the Shake Your Ass songs or Watch Me Twerk type of music. So why not? Why am I, you know, being criticized for being the one out of a million songs that goes against what everybody's talking about?
Everybody doesn't have to do that.
And it's not you're saying positive things. You're like, yo, if a guy got a girl.
And I talked about males as well.
You talked about males too.
Yeah, it wasn't just all putting shame on women. And my thing was, you know, when I made Ratchet Commandments, I was talking to myself 3 years ago. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm trying to say I'm perfect or everybody has to think this way or you're wrong. It's not like that. I just want people to be aware. You know, young girls growing up, they need to hear this type of stuff.
You was twerking on social media?
Man, when I was in, maybe in like junior high, high school type of days, everybody has they moment. But when you know better, you're supposed to do better.
Right. Word. What do you think about something like Amber Rose's slut walk that she's organizing?
To each his own, I wouldn't partake in a slut walk. You know, it's just not something I think, it's not something I would do.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of unfair to do this interview. The reason I say that is because we've heard so much music, and there's so much music I want to talk about because we've actually heard the music, and I'm excited about it, but I can't talk about it yet.
Well, let's talk about Tank then. What's the female experience like in Chicago? Do women go through the same thing guys go through, like pressure to join gangs and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Like females in Chicago, man, a lot of times it's like females and guys, they're the same. Mm-hmm. And that's just because the drill scene in Chicago is so heavy and influential. Mm-hmm. Like, females almost, they feel like if I don't rock with this gang, you know, I ain't cool. You know, it's not cool to be to say no, I'm not a part of the gang. Or you have to, it's almost like a family type of thing. You feel like you disloyal if you're not out here, you know, gang banging.
All right.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying, and it comes across in the music. A lot of female rappers from Chicago, they're drill, and I was at one point too a part of that.
Explain, you know, to people what drill is. Some people might not know what drill is.
Drill music is really just like a gritty sound. It's about violence. Mm-hmm. It's very vulgar.
Lil Durk, Keith,
you know, that whole movement, the Lil Reese, y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever try to make you claim a set?
Never.
And you had to pick a number?
Never. I wouldn't even put myself in that position where somebody, you know, never was that.
Now with Timbaland, is it harder to work with Timbaland or is it easier? Do you have to prove yourself more or are the doors open?
Timbaland?
I got with Tim. He heard a record idea called "Don't Tell Nobody" in L.A. and he got me on the phone and he flew me out the next day to talk to me. And from there, we got in the studio and it was just like a real genuine chemistry with Tim. Mm-hmm. So it is very easy to work with him. He you know, a lot of producers, they'll get in the studio and they tell you like, they know it all, or you have to sound like this, you're not doing that right. And with Tim, it's like a partnership. It's the teamwork, it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. So he listens just as much as he talks.
Mm-hmm. Now with him, is it, you know, with some of the doors that are opening, do you feel like you have to prove yourself even more to the people, or is it a little easier to getting a feature or to getting something done?
It's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, Tim definitely, he has those tricks in the bag that have helped me a whole lot, mm-hmm. you know. But at the same time, that push and that pressure is motivation. Like when I go in the studio with Tim, I know I can't do what I was doing 10 years ago. Well, you know, 5 years ago. I'm sorry.
Right.
I have to be better. You know, I think every artist needs that. You know, sometimes we get so comfortable with what we were doing, we forget. You know, I gotta evolve. Right. I gotta switch it up a bit to be greater.
He said you cleaned him up a little bit too. He said he was wearing sloppy clothes.
Listen, he was. Timbaland wearing big white t-shirts.
Yeah, I heard y'all.
Khaki pants. He looked like he was a fiend.
He said you cleaned him up.
Start dealing with
you.
Like
he always telling me like you making me young again, and it makes me laugh. Cause Tim is a cool guy. Like if you ever talk to him, he is just silly person. He Absolutely. Is a kid at heart. So yeah,
you have to tell him sometimes, man. That beat is kind of whack.
I would never say that beat is whack. You know, I would never say that beat is whack. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say it's whack, but I'm like, okay, Tim, let's change this part up or let's mix this beat. You know what I'm saying? It's an effort, a team effort. I would never say it's whack, though.
Is it true you always wanted to work with him?
I did. Charlamagne, you'd be surprised. Growing up, I listened to a lot, every artist that he worked with. Missy, I watched her videos sitting on the couch every single day. Missy, Aaliyah, Justin Timberlake. And I was telling Tim a month before I met him, he was working with an artist. Her video was on TV. I think her name was Naima Supreme.
Naima
and
Supreme.
I was like, man, what did she do to get with Tim? You know, I just wanted to know, how do you get to Timbaland? Mm-hmm. And a month later, it was like, man, it was some destiny type of thing going on. Because he called me a month later after I was thinking that, watching that
That's
video.
The law of attraction. Your thoughts become things.
Do you watch Sisterhood of Hip Hop or anything like that?
I watched a few episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, I caught a few.
Try to get material right.
What?
Try to get material right.
Now, does it embarrass you when Timbaland like jumps out there and says things like Aaliyah came to him in a dream and said you were the one? Because I saw him do that on stage.
Yeah,
you looked a little embarrassed. Like, okay,
we were at Fader Fort. No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was more so just thinking about the reaction because I know, you know, for Tim to say that on a big stage, a big platform like that, so many cameras, people recording, I really automatically knew people were going to take it as if Tim saying Tink is the next Aaliyah. Mm. And my thing was, Tim never said that. In fact, if you watch the video before he said that, he was like, I'm not saying Tink is better than Aaliyah. He said that. Mm. And I want people to know there will never be another Aaliyah. She is a legend in her own right.
Right.
What Tim basically was saying, and he's talked to me about this before, it wasn't like he was just babbling on the mic. Mm. Basically, it was confirmation. He had a dream that Aaliyah came and said, she's the one. Not she's the next me, the one. Meaning, you know, what we're doing, you're going in the right path. It's going to be something big. So I believe that.
Are they embracing you in Chicago?
For sure. My city shows me so much love. It's a good feeling because Chicago is a very hateful city. Like, we hate on our own in Chicago. So coming up, I did struggle, you know, trying to get on my feet coming out of Chicago. But now it's a different type of love because they see where I'm going and what I'm trying to do for my city.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be a radio host growing up, right?
Yeah, I did. I like the way y'all sound, how y'all hype people up in the morning. When I was, every day my parents would take me to daycare and I'd be like a kid in the backseat hearing voices and they just kind of made the day pick up.
You sure that was the radio people? You had to see a therapist? Or
what's up?
The voices you was hearing?
The voices?
You said you was hearing voices in the morning?
On the radio.
Oh.
Now, when we first started playing your record in the morning, you know, Timbaland came up here. He played it for Charlamagne and Charlamagne told me about it and Timbaland was inviting me to the studio. He came up here, he played the record. When we played it that first day in, I mean, we played it over and over again. What was the reaction? Were you listening? Were people hitting you?
I was getting all type of love. I was definitely listening. I was in Chicago at the moment, and everybody was kind of hitting my Twitter. And I think I jumped up at least like 6,000 followers just off of what y'all did in this room. And
okay.
Yeah, shout out to the Breakfast Club. Y'all really like gave me a big push. And I didn't expect it to be like that, you know. And it's crazy how the music just hit people and affected people to the point where they were going crazy.
Every label calls and wants that now. They be like, can you do what you did for Tink? I'm like, Tink got music.
Tink got the records.
Sounds great.
See, it's a...
And we going to want you to spit this morning.
Hey, to have good music. What's up?
We going to want you to spit.
You tweeted, I want you to take me serious. Do you feel like people aren't taking you serious?
Oh, no. I was in my feelings. I was listening to a song. I knew people would look at it like that. It was Big Sean, I think. What's the name of that song? He has a record, Play No Games.
Oh, yeah. That's with Kanye and...
No, it was with Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign. So that was about. I think people do take me serious though, and if they don't, I really do want you to.
Why did that song have you in your feelings? You just feel like was that about the industry, a dude, what?
It was about a guy. The song was a cute song. It's a love song.
Now don't you get caught up in no boys now.
Okay, 20. It's not like that. I just like the message behind that simple phrase. I want you to take me serious.
Got you.
That's all, Charlamagne.
Now what about the braids? You don't have them in today, but. Sometimes
I love
you like
my
to rock braids.
I switch it up sometimes. I do rock my braids, and it's crazy. I got love for my braids, but at the same time, I didn't understand why people were offended by my braids.
You were offended?
Yeah, like wow. I got a couple comments. You know, like you know, just people saying you trying to be the brat, or you think
the brat
take those beads out, and I didn't understand because it's like, you know. Honestly, if you it's a hairstyle, but if you do your research, beads actually, for our culture, beads mean a lot. A lot of positive things beads mean, and people don't really understand that this is a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. We were wearing beads hundreds of years ago. So I took it, and I really didn't care. You know, I'm going to really do what I want to do because I like my beads and my braids.
Absolutely.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get some music on. We want you to spit a little bit.
All right, cool.
That's what I'm excited about.
Okay.
Tell her to have some bars. When we come back, we're going to get that on. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yep, you know what it is. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
We have never done this before.
Absolutely.
Ever.
I've never, ever done this before.
Tink, don't make us look bad. I'm out here saying you're my new favorite rapper.
Tink's in the building. She's going to spit some bars.
Let's see if Envy still got it as far as being a good DJ, a premier DJ in this
country. 800-585-1051 at Breakfast Club right now at DJ Envy. Let's go. Tink's here.
Envy. All right. This one's here for my... In them Chevy Impalas, chasing them dollars. 20 M's laying on your skin, got the dividends, giving the goosebumps. Real gritty, don't show no pity for these hoodlums. Strip it down, get on the ground. Where the fuck is my money? You were short when you cut me. Gotta show these hoes when that dough looking funny. Stick it on them like honey, cock it back and then let it go. Hit them up for his pockets, run his wallet, we out the dough. I'm the type to get involved, make a call and have it done. Make room for my dudes, you gon' hear them when they come. Get them when they run, wipe it off and toss it when you done. This is, you know, I'ma have your money in the morning. Can't none of these get a pass in my book. Say he the illest, be a witness as the title gets took. Well, how does that look? She's still young with a record of proof. Go check in that booth and don't come incorrect when you do. Fame, my circle remains, keep it the same. Feed my people, don't give a fuck if it's legal, this is grind time. You might get shot up for your pita. Yes, offer them the lips on Angelina. Chips in my whip, bought a 40 clip, left it on my hip. Case a nigga run up on me while I'm riding. Champagne sipping, no tickets, we flying private. Came up on these. I told him ain't no reclining. Mink furs hanging down my ass in the winter. N***as is bitter, tell him it's my 9mm. I just tell him go when they hopping out on the curb. Take you out and leave like nothing ever occurred. It's a sick world, headshots bound to make your head drop. Sleeping on me so a deathbed, what he got? I am the general creeping up in that vehicle. It's unmarked, you got 24 before the gun sparks.
Tick is the illest.
We gonna keep going, Tick.
You got more, you got more, I know you got more.
What's up, let's go. Okay, now this one, I do this for my girls in the hood who ain't never had it good. Three jobs and you up on your shit. Be the illest, who's the witness, let's go. Okay, I do this for my girls in the hood who ain't never had it good. Three jobs and they up on they shit. This is for my girls living in their own world. Don't depend upon a man, you a grown ass bitch. This is for my girls who not really in the This is for my girls who not really in a gimmick. Say them hoes real when you know you ain't authentic. Let's go.
Tink's in the building. Round of applause for Tink. We appreciate you for joining us.
One time, follow her on Twitter, @OfficialTink. It's @official_Tink.
@official_Tink.
And Instagram is
@official_Tink.
Okay.
We have never done that before.
Yeah, man.
Not too many times we have lyrical artists up here, and I can see the hungry. Nah, we don't have that many lyrical artists out anymore. So when you do have a lyrical artist up here, you want bars.
Listen, Tank is my new favorite rapper.
Absolutely.
I like Tank and I like Aquelio. Those are my new favorite artists.
Okay.
Period.
We appreciate you for joining us, Tank.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. Thank y'all for having me. Angela, Charlamagne, Envy. Y'all support me and I love it, man. Thank you.
And do they have a release date for the album or a time frame?
This summer, y'all. This summer it's coming. Tank.
Now, if they stop fronting, don't forget, I got the album. You just say, yo, E, go.
I already know.
And I'm going to push the button.
I already know. I'm going to make that call.
All right, I'll push the button.
And XXL freshman list. Is that something you want?
It'll be great to be on that cover.
You better be on that list. You hands down better be on that list.
You hear that, Vanessa?
You better be on that list, man.
Let's make that happen.
Absolutely. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Chi-Town's own Tink.
Yeah.